Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
KISM.
And we'll go Snohomish County for our first knucklehead runner-up today. These are the crab pot thieves, got busted by Fish and Wildlife. Fish and Wildlife, you know, they know this stuff goes on, so they put some decoy crab pots out there, put them under 24-hour surveillance, and sure enough, a couple knuckleheads in a boat were seen pulling those pots.
Nice.
And then another suspect came in a different boat, and he also took some pots that didn't belong to him.
Gotcha!
So felonies and misdemeanors for those. And then we've got the couple in Yakima accused of trying to smuggle meth into the Yakima jail by using the mail. Boyfriend and girlfriend soaked parchment paper in meth, sent it to an inmate, 10 sheets of that stuff. This inmate was already suspected. Well, this...
What is the inmate going to use parchment paper for anyway? What is parchment paper?
It's like a... It's hard to explain the texture of it, but they soaked it in that stuff, and I suppose you can write on it, right? I mean, is that what they did? They probably wrote something on the parchment paper, and that
coated with silicone, brown stuff, grease-proof, heat-resistant, called baking or bakery paper. Okay, I know.
Yeah, so
is.
If you put it on that, first of all, a note on that's going to be kind of weird, although... Isn't all the stuff open beforehand before it gets to these people? Regardless, it didn't matter because they listen in on their phone calls and they heard these knuckleheads in their phone conversation saying that they were going to be sending this person, the inmate, some parchment paper soaked in meth and, you know, have fun with that.
They went from parchment papers to arraignment papers.
Yeah. Well, they're joining their buddy in jail.
Yeah.
Our 9:30 knucklehead winner, though, today is the Eclipse Tipper.
Knucklehead!
And she wants a rapture refund. This lady went to a Florida taco restaurant in the days leading up to the eclipse, and she was convinced that when the eclipse came, that means there was going to be a rapture and everybody was going to get, you know, the rapture was coming. And so she was going to get rid of all her money. And in fact, one bill at the taco restaurant came to $40, and she added in a $300 tip and wrote on the receipt, "In case you don't rise up on the 8th." I don't know what she was going to do with $300 or how that keeps you from, you know, the rapture and all. But then a few days later, she came into that same taco restaurant and tipped a different server $777. There's probably some like religious overtones or something with the 777 club. The 700
Club.
That's right. Well, she's $1,000 into tips at this taco restaurant because when the eclipse comes, it's all over. And then the eclipse came and went. No rapture happened. And then she shows up back at the restaurant wanting them tips back. And the waitresses just laughed at her and said, "Sorry, you're the one that punched it in. We brought the card reader to your table. You're the one that pushed the buttons, not us." No luck.
Yeah.
You're out.
Your bank account's been eclipsed. Our 9:30 knucklehead winner could be the knucklehead of the week. We'll check in with him again later at the end of the week. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Get down there for a nice meal. Yeah. And kids under 12 eat free. How about that? If you got a paying adult, check out Anacortes Rockfish today.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.